Hello, welcome again. This is Marvita Oliver, and here we are again at Every Woman here on KKFI 90.1 Kansas City Community Radio Station. That's 90.1 FM. Welcome again to Every Woman, to the Every Woman Show. We're here today with a guest panel of three entrepreneurs. We have a CEO. We have a facilitator, and we have a YouTube personality. And so it's going to be a bit of a mix, but I think it's an interesting one for us to get an idea of some of the things that we can get into as every woman does. So here we are, and I'm going to introduce our guests. We're going to have a little late arrival with our last guest, but let me introduce our first two guests to you. First, we have Ms. Swan Griffin. She's a CEO of Artistry Resume Writing Service, and she has another company that she also does website building and things like that. And we also have Ebony Johnson. She is a facilitator for Gilded, which is a pitching platform for artists. And she's also the volunteer coordinator at KKFI. And our third guest, who is going to be Jazzy JT. She's a YouTube personality. She's a beauty and lifestyle personality. Also gets into vegan recipes and things like that. So I've met all you lovely ladies at different venues where you impressed me to the point where I said, I think we need to introduce you to the Every Woman audience. So I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
and thanks to also on our engineer, Anthony, and Una in the background. But if you guys have any questions, please feel free to ask. So first, I want to introduce you, Ms. Swan. You're a CEO of Artistry Resume Writing Service. And what is the name of your other company?
Artistry SEO and Web Design.
Okay. And I think the thing that really impressed me about you is I saw you on another panel discussion, mm-hmm. and it was dealing with marketing. Mm-hmm. And that was what I wanted to know about. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and yourself?
I have two companies. They're actually really related to each other, though they do perform different services. With Artistry, resume writing is purely a writing service, so I don't just only do resumes. I do business plan writing. I write cover letters, thank you letters, website copy. So if someone needs blog entries written for their website and want to hire and outsource writers, I do that as well. And then with Artistry SEO, it's an SEO company, which is search engine optimization for websites, which is also a type of writing and code building within websites. And then I also design the websites if they don't already have one themselves. So it all boils down to is I'm a professional writer, just in different capacities. Mm-hmm. About myself, I'm really boring. I mean, my life is my work right now as I'm trying to build up my brand, mm-hmm. which is all comes down to Artistry Consulting as the giant brand name.
So we won't say boring, we'll say focused.
Focus. Okay, I'll deal with that. It's all nice on my resume.
Yeah. But I didn't want to stop you though, but you were saying more about yourself. I know, can you tell us a little bit more about how you got into this profession?
Accident.
Accident.
I always say it's just a happy accident. Well, I had Artistry SEO. I've been owner operator of Artistry SEO for about to be 3.5 years now. And I started it because I got laid off from a position I had. And I was in a job search and I wasn't finding any jobs for 6 months. So I decided, well, I might as well consult. So I started an SEO company and I started going out to barbershops. I wanted to mainly focus on inner city area for people that don't have the money to pay a giant ad agency, you know, $5,000 a month to do. I can do the same thing for $500, mm-hmm. you know. So I would go out to barbershops, specifically service area places like restaurants, lawyers, and that's where I would get my clientele from. And I just started essentially marketing myself by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And then I started Artistry Resume Writing Service last year in July, so the birthday's coming up in 2 weeks. And that's just a funny story. That was just an addendum to Artistry SEO at first. I thought it would just be an add-on to services, mm-hmm. but it ended up becoming its own service in itself. Mm-hmm. So resume writing came up. I've been writing resumes for years. Even in college, people would come to me because, like I said, I'm a writer. That's what they know. I know that I can spin words a little bit to make you sound as good as you are, but in a way that you can't do it yourself. Mm-hmm. People started coming to me, and I've been writing resumes for free. And then somebody was like, my friend wants you to write a resume. Would you do it? How much would you charge? I was like, charge? People pay for this? I didn't know resume writing mm-hmm. was a job. I didn't know it was a career until I went online and learned that you actually do, you know, get certification in mm-hmm. resume writing. It's an mm-hmm. actual career. And when I first started, I was undercharging. Like, I was charging people $10 because I didn't know. Because mm-hmm. to me, it's easy. But then I went online and I saw all the professional resume writers in Kansas City charging $100, and I was like, okay. Let me get my certification and go ahead and start this service. So that's what I ended up doing. I ended up studying for certification. And then I started out at a lower price just to try and get my clientele up. Mm-hmm. So I started at $40 a resume, and then people started sending other people to me, so I stopped advertising completely, because if I advertised, I'd have too many people to write for. So thank God for that. And now that we're in a pretty good flow now, I'm averaging about 5 to 10 resumes a week mm-hmm. With no advertising. So I'm having a good time. That was, like I said, I came into it by accident, but okay. It's turned into a very happy one.
Well, that's good for you. All right. Next at the table, we have Miss Ebony Johnson. Ebony is kind of a old pro here. We forced her to get from behind the engineer's table and come over to the guest side, and she did with a little bit of fight, but I'm glad she's over here. But Ebony, I wanted to talk with you to let people know about the organization that you were telling me about, which is Gilded. Can mm-hmm. you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, and I do want to start out by saying, yes, I am the same Ebony Johnson who was on the Every Woman show for our faithful listeners. And I am the same Ebony Johnson on Urban Connections after this show. So just in case you're wondering. But Marvita and I were having a conversation about another organization that I'm a part of, a nonprofit called Gilded. And it is a local nonprofit in Kansas City. We are just turning 3 years old. And what it is an arts and entrepreneurial forum. We have it once a month. At the Kemper Contemporary of Art Museum on the fourth Thursday of the month from 12 to 1 p.m. And, excuse me, we have a wide variety of unique artists in the Kansas City area that are in maybe mid-career plus range, and they are making a living primarily during their art, whether it's anything from music to painting to sculpting to a whole wide array of fine arts. And mm-hmm. what I do there as a facilitator is to help generate conversation, and it's similar to what we do here at KKFI. Mm-hmm. I was listening to you talk about your process, and I was like, oh, I have a question for her. And I was thinking, oh, wait a minute. That's not my capacity today. But you know, when it's difficult, you know, to kind of turn that off. But as far as Gilded is concerned, the primary purpose is to have this exchange of, there's information that the artist is sharing about their business and their challenges and their questions and their successes and their goals, and then people in the audience are able to ask them questions about their business if they're just curious or want to know for themselves, but also to provide information and say, hey, if you're looking for this, I know a contact, you can go here. Okay. If you are struggling in this area, I've done this before, and maybe you can try this. And so it's to help aid in the development of that artist, but from the entrepreneurial side.
So helping them to get the contacts and connections as well.
Correct.
So how large is that audience usually when they're pitching?
On average, we have around 25, 30 people in attendance in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you had a question for Ms. Swan. So did I, actually.
No, I don't want to ask her. No, I stopped myself. I was just thinking in my head.
Okay, so you keep your question, but I have one. So is this a situation where maybe if they connected with the right resume person that could help them with their pitch in any way, you think?
Well, it's not so much to help them. The focus isn't necessarily to help them on their pitch per se. Mm-hmm. They do share knowledge and information about their business and their business process, but they're really there to get feedback about that process, okay. You know, and then also to share information on their successes and whatnot. But, I mean, someone may have a question about in the areas of finance or in the areas, well, how do I market better, you know, here? Which, you know, writing comes into play in those forms as well. Mm-hmm. But it's generally around those sorts of things because they're entrepreneurs as well, you right. know.
Well, the only reason why I ask is because I know that you're also, Ms. Swan, into marketing. Mm-hmm. And so with marketing, that's a way for people to get the word out about what they do. Mm-hmm. When you're doing your marketing, you told us the different types of clients that you have, but what are the types of things that you do to help get people out there? What do you think are some of, does it matter? I mean, is one solution better for one person and another solution better for another person? How do you choose?
I'm a digital marketer, so I don't mm-hmm. do traditional media. I don't do radio, newspaper. Mm-hmm. I do all digital online marketing.
So you're on, I noticed you're on Facebook, and your Facebook presence, I think, is pretty nice, you know, as far as it's not like a personal Facebook
for my businesses.
Yeah.
Well, that's just on there for, it's honestly on there for search engine purposes, mm-hmm. so that can be found more in more places. Just like a social syndication to show that I'm an actual business.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like when it comes to my marketing, my mm-hmm. biggest promoter for myself is Yelp. Because my businesses are based on reviews. It's a reputation type of company.
Okay.
So I focus a lot on Yelp and on reviews when I do work for myself or when I'm marketing myself. I'll show you that, look, I got 5 stars. People like me and I work.
And it's true. I've seen those 5-star reviews mm-hmm. and they all say, some of them say, Ms. Swan, I love the work she did for me. I call back on an interview or I got the job type of thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's great. That's a great kind of interview. I mean, a great mm-hmm. kind of review to have.
And even then, like not every customer, I've written a lot. In the last 6 months, I've probably written 300 resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and not everybody does reviews because a lot of people, you know, it's natural human progression for like if you're disappointed in a service, you're going to write a review
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to say never go there again. But it tends to be when people are happy with the service they receive, they tell their friends and family rather than writing it. They don't think to go on Google.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when I get my referrals, it's usually an email or a phone call. It's, oh, hey, Tim referred me. I saw mm-hmm. his resume and I really like what it looked like. Can you do the same for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of use my referrals for my new business for my reviews online to kind of market new business that's never heard of me before. And then I use my referrals, you know, to come out and bring in new people for me. Free. I don't pay for. I don't. Like I said, I'm an SEO person. SEO is free.
Okay.
I don't pay for marketing. That's you know that's my forte. I'm an SEO mm-hmm. expert, or as I tell other people, I'm the SEO maverick.
Okay.
You know, I find different ways to do free marketing so you can have a bigger return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is if your investment's zero, everything is a bigger return. so like when it comes to my actual clients, like right now, one of my clients is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working for them pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I have to do for them has to be free in some way. And the biggest way for them is social media marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it is a nonprofit and they're looking for donations and people to come and participate in events rather than someone to buy a service.
Well, that's a great topic right there. This is, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt you because this is something that we have to do at KKFI, and that's to let people know this is KKFI 90.1 FM. And, you know, we are a community-funded radio station, and so feel free at any time, not just during pledge period, but feel free to always come and support our radio station. But that's KKFI 90.1 at Kansas City Community Radio Station, and this is the Every Woman Show. So thanks for making that introduction out there, but for the need for marketing, even here at KKFI, we have to take advantage of the marketing when we can. So, you know, you were saying that you're a maverick in SEO. Do you think that Kansas City has become a stronger community that is more involved in the types of things that you're into right now?
Believe it or not, Kansas City is one of the top five places in the United States for marketing. I don't know, like some of the biggest advertising agencies are in Kansas City. Like, just for, like national or international agencies.
Can you say that again, please?
That we're one of the top five cities in the United States for marketing.
Okay.
So, you know, Bernstein Rain, We Love Sheep, it's just that we, like, because the Midwest, I mean, we're in the middle of the country, and then a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for, the headquarters of companies are based right here, Applebee's, Hallmark, so we have a lot of headquarters, so they have a lot of agencies that they use within here.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that information. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. This is KKFI 90.1 FM.
In appreciation of support for over 30 years, KKFI invites you to join us for our 30th anniversary celebration, Saturday, June 30th at the Folly Theater, featuring two all-star bands backing up over 20 artists, including The Elders, Gerald Trimble, Cubanisms, Eve Sheldon, and more. Mingle with DJs and hosts, enjoy a KKFI history presentation and founders panel, and party like only the KKFI community can. Tickets starting at just $15. For more info, including the VIP reception, go to kkfi.org/events.
Listeners love to support organizations that support KKFI. To reach a diverse and active community, become a community marketing partner. Learn more at kkfi.org/marketing.
Park. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're back. We're finding our way here at Every Woman. We're getting schooled by our SEO maverick, Ms. Swan Griffin. And she's been giving us some input on the status of SEO and where Kansas City stands in that market. We're in the top 5%, you're saying?
No, and just in terms of marketing, advertising, we're one of the top five cities in the United States.
Okay.
You know, we're up there with, you know, New York City and L.A., just because we're in the Midwest, we're in the middle of the United States, and because there's so many headquarters here, that a lot of the actual agencies, there are a lot of agencies in Kansas City, believe it or not, like hundreds, that cater to a national market on national levels, like McDonald's and stuff like that. That all that advertising comes from here in Kansas City, believe it or not.
So, and that's one of the things that I don't think a lot of people know about is Kansas City, even though we're starting to get used to the fact that we're the Silicon Prairie and more headquarters are being located here. We really are becoming part of the framework for a lot of people as far as the modeling that goes into even smart cities, as far as data analysis and things like strong city development, you know, so things like that. So even though, you know, we're kind of small town still, but we're getting into a bigger ball game. And so I'm hoping people, I'm glad you're here to remind us about that. Okay, and now we just had another guest walk in, but before I go to Miss Jazzy JT, I wanted to ask Miss Ebony if you could tell us a little bit more about the types of artists that are a part of Gilded, and can you give us like a typical progression for what happens when an artist comes there, you know, from start to finish as far as a successful pathway to them meeting up with their client, you know, that type of thing?
Well, they come, it's usually two ways, by invitation and also through, you can go to gilded.org to fill out our form to say that you want to be a presenter at Gilded. A lot of times we may see artists that we know in the community that we want to come and present, and so as facilitators and our director, we'll just make direct ads to folks. And typically, whether it's a poet or musician or painter, whoever it is, we'll help them through the process of first giving a presentation, because what we've realized is a lot of them have not given a formal presentation about the business side of their work before. They're typically performing, you know, or doing whatever it is that they do as far as their work is concerned, but not actually presenting, this is how I do my business side. And so
do you find they have trouble with that?
In some regards, mm-hmm. Some of them don't want to, some of them are shy in that regard. They may can sing in front of you, but mm-hmm. to stand and, you know, and give a presentation, some of them feel uncomfortable with that. And so, you know, there comes some reassuring of it's a laid back environment, is more conversational in style. It's no, someone's not going to sit in the audience and say, well, when do you think you're going to break even? Or when you know, it's not that sort of a feel, mm-hmm. but more so brainstorming and aiding in the process of what that artist themselves has already said they have challenges with.
Okay, so I'm an artist. I used to say, let's say, let's pretend, okay, that I'm an artist, and say my strong point was doing graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I mean, that's what my passion is, but mm-hmm. really, I can also do some other things mm-hmm. pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but I don't talk much.
Yeah.
And I might go to a few meetings here and there, but still. So I come to your Gilded meeting, mm-hmm. and I've been chosen to give my pitch. Or mm-hmm. So what am I telling people? I mean, hi, I'm Marvita, and here's my picture that I want you. Here's the last picture that I put together. What am I doing?
What we do is have a PowerPoint presentation. It's about 6 minutes in length. And the presentation covers who you are, what you do, how you do that, and also challenges and successes. And so what it is to help generate ultimately the conversation that we have with the audience. Because the presentation themselves are, like I said, about 6 minutes. Excuse me, but the audience portion is about 20 minutes where we have the Q&A that takes place. And so the audience help answer questions to the challenges that the artist may have. If they say, hey, I'm really struggling with how do I charge the right prices for what it is that I'm doing, or how do I break into an international market and, you know, and make different contacts, or how do I need a contact for a website designer. It's those sorts of questions that the conversation gears more so. They talk about their work as an artist, but it gears more so what they do on the business side, so focusing on them as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so it sounds a little bit like Million Cups for
artists.
It
is. It's modeled after, yes, it's exactly mm-hmm. modeled after that. Susanna Brunn, who is our director, that was her vision, is to have something similar to 1 million, to the, let me say for the audience, the Kauffman Foundation has I don't know if it's worldwide or not, Marvita. Is it worldwide? Okay. They have a worldwide platform for startups, and they pitch and talk about their business, and then there's an audience that gives feedback. And so Susanna, our founder, modeled Gilded after that forum.
I see. Okay, so then what would be a successful, I won't say ending, but mm-hmm. maybe a successful beginning or continuation for that artist once they've gotten that feedback? They would apply it then, or what?
Yeah, to apply the feedback, and also many of them have made contacts in the audience themselves, whether they have been able to receive a grant or make a connection with somebody who helped them get another gig, or be able to partner with somebody in some capacity to help them move their business forward. And one of the questions that we ask at the end, which is similar to the Kauffman Foundation's 1 Million Cups, is what can we do as a community to help further your art?
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole goal of it is really more centered around community engagement, and we're in it together, you mm-hmm. know, and being able to support the artists in that way, and not just, you know, sometimes we can see a painting and think, oh, that's beautiful, and it is, and then we don't know what the artist went through to get that painting there, or, you know, what they had to work out and figure out for themselves as far as process and distribution, and, you know, and who to work with where, and, you know, and all those kind of questions that they have to get their performance, product design, whatever it is, out in front of us as a community.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, so, and from what I, and from, and so is this for mostly like if you can just remind me, the types of artists
fine artists, so not necessarily artists who are it's original artwork. Each piece is original. So for some, not mass producing things. So that's the difference between one with 1 million cups. If they want to scale up and grow a business and, you know, and then maybe sell it or, you know, do these different things. It's actually the art. It's a living, they do this for a living for themselves, not necessarily to become a huge company.
And do you guys have any rock stars as of yet?
Oh, I would probably get in trouble if I tried to name somebody. But but we have Glenn North he's presented at Gilded before, who is a poet and also works with the Black Mid Archives of America here
also,
in Kansas
you can
City
take, and. Written form art as well.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because that's original work. You know, like he's writing original pieces. And, you know, painters and Dr. Adrian Walker Horde, who is Black Creative Studies at UMKC. She's presented before. She has a company called Homegirl Inc. where she does her own jewelry designs. Mm-hmm. And so she's been someone who's presented before. And even her in her capacity of traveling literally all over the world, she recently told us that it helped inspire her to work more on her art, you know, and take time to focus there. Mm-hmm. So it's those sorts of things of really helping to nurture and further the art economy in Kansas City.
That's great, because I have people in my family who are artists, some of them just, you know, went to other strengths. You know, we're still pursuing it.
Yeah.
So for me, that's really encouraging to hear that there's a platform where artists can come present their work. So that's one reason why.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out more. Okay, now we want to welcome Miss Jazzy JT to the table. They got the red table on YouTube. This is the brown table here at KKFI. And Miss Jazzy JT, she's a YouTube personality who focuses on a whole bunch of things, actually. Hair, beauty, health, makeup, vegan recipes, fashion. Mm-hmm. And she seems to be having a lot of fun. And I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, I have never met, if I'm not mistaken, a YouTube personality. So you're my first YouTube personality, and want to say welcome to every woman on KKFI.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. And I wanted to, so we've already met Miss Ebony and Miss Swan, and they've told us a little bit about themselves. Can you let us know a little bit about yourself as well?
Well, my name is Jasmine, and my stage name is Jazzy JT, and I am a YouTube content creator. I make a lot of videos on beauty, hair, fashion, lifestyle, wellness, things like that. Pretty much anything girl, like anything I can talk to my girlfriend about at a sleepover. That's pretty much what I do on my YouTube channel.
All right, and does that keep you pretty busy then?
Yes, it does. It does keep me very busy, very occupied.
Well, can you tell us why that would keep you so busy? Because I can kind of see why. Give us, for those people that might be considering doing something like that.
Well, let me start off by saying what I do on YouTube, the content that I create, everything girl is always, you know, busy that way. Mm-hmm. But then being an editor and I edit all of my content myself, and then also being like my own kind of like photographer, videographer, you know, so there's more than one aspect of, you know, just seeing me in front of the camera or, you know, on the TV screen or computer screen talking about hair, beauty, fashion. There's actually a lot that goes into planning, prepping, lighting, you know, just it's a bunch.
Well, you seem to be having fun.
Yes.
When did you get started with this?
I'm actually coming up on my 2-year anniversary pretty soon.
Thank you. Anniversaries around the table.
Yes. I'm so excited. The time flew by. It just, oh my goodness, I'm just so grateful, so thankful that all these wonderful opportunities have, you know, presented themselves within these first 2 years of me being on YouTube. I love it. I started doing YouTube really because my mother is a photographer, so that really inspired me watching her grow up and just really find the passion that she had in photography, and I wanted to kind of incorporate that into my life, but not necessarily like follow her direct footsteps because she's a photographer and what I do is more videography. Mm-hmm. So they kind of do both go hand in hand with each other, but that's really what motivated me to start my YouTube channel because I knew so much about lighting and photography, I was just like, well, you know, the transition would be so easy to do YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So were you helping her carry her equipment around?
I was
like
doing
that?
More than that, okay? I was the person on call. I was the little makeup artist. I was the touch-up person on the photo shoots. I was the person telling people, oh, yeah, do that angle. Oh, yeah, fix your hair like this and all that type of stuff. So when I thought about it, I'm like, man, I could be really good at doing this for myself.
Oh, okay. And can you say your mother's name for us, please?
Yes, my mother's name is Tanisha Thompson. Mm-hmm. She goes by Tin.
All right. And Miss Tanisha is in the background nodding when we were talking about her carrying bags, you carrying bags for her.
Yes.
So so everybody's, it's really great for me whenever I hear how people got started doing what they were doing. I know Miss Swan said it was a convenient, it was kind of a convenient circumstance as far as you had left one job and then you got into a job after trying to find a job, and trying to find a job led you to resumes, and then you saw online that that could be a business. So it's and then for you, you've been helping your mother. How about you, Miss Ebony? How did you get into all of this volunteer work and that kind of thing?
Well, in particular here at Gilded and with at Gilded and then here even at KKFI is just enjoying it. I mean, mm-hmm. I like live performance art myself. So I would attend events, you know, around that, or museums, or, you know, performances, period. And so that's how I was able to meet people. Mm-hmm. And then here at the station, actually Maria Vasquez Boyd, who is on Art Speak Radio on Wednesdays, she introduced me to Sharon Lockhart with the Every Woman Show at the time, and that's how I started being more involved here at KKFI. So it was really doing things that I enjoy doing and mm-hmm. then meeting people in that process.
Well, that's great, a great lead in. And I just wanted to ask you all a question, and you all can take your time to respond. But what would you advise the listeners as far as when you're as far as moving out on something different, is there a way that you might help inspire someone to take on a new type of job or a new type of skill? What would you say to people who may be in one situation but looking to do something different?
Yeah. Well, I already do this every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're the perfect.
I mean, because, like, I have a lot of people that, say, for instance, a real estate salesman, and mm-hmm. they've been doing it for 20 years, and they're sick of it, and they mm-hmm. want to jump into something else. Mm-hmm. So usually I kind of talk to them and get a sense of what their talents are outside of selling, mm-hmm. or if they still want to stay in salesmanship, what other career paths that can follow the same long line, but it's not, you know, real estate. So, like, for instance, I had a client. She was in real estate for 25 years, mm-hmm. and she didn't really care about the money anymore. She just didn't want to do it anymore. Oh. And she's like, how do you get a job when the only thing I've ever done in life is mm-hmm. sell houses, like from 18, and I'm now 42 years old, you know? Mm-hmm. So I kept talking to her. I found out that she likes to go out to restaurants, and we ended up making a resume for liquor sales. So she started applying for jobs like Budweiser, ended up becoming like an account manager. I can't say for a company, mm-hmm. But she became an account manager, liquor account manager. But now she walks around to different bars and like event spaces, mm-hmm. Marketing the liquor and getting them to take on contracts to exclusively sell what she sells. And then she also does like tap management, and then she does point of purchase displays and stuff. And I keep in contact. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to trying to find what you want to do in life, when you're sick of doing what you already, or you just want to jump into something new, find the talent you have and figure out how to apply it in different circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're an artist doesn't necessarily mean you can only draw a picture. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can design tattoos, mm-hmm. or, you know, be an illustrator, mm-hmm. for a book. You know, use the talents you have and apply it in different circumstances so you're not bored with what you're doing. You don't have to only have one path in life.
Right. Is there something you'd like to add to that, Ms. Ebony?
I was just sitting here listening to what Swan had to say as well. I do think it's important to stay honest. You know, for me, just stay honest to yourself, you know, to who you are. Mm-hmm. And eventually, for me, as you naturally go along and, you know, in your daily life, you'll meet somebody or an idea will come, you know, that seems as though maybe I should follow that, you know, like maybe that's a nudging for me to say, you know, let me look into this. And then sometimes it's just life circumstances that will help you when you can't, you know, certain doors don't seem to be to seem to be opening or things aren't happening here. You say, okay, what, you know, what can I do differently now? And I think naturally you'll go along and find something and someone to connect to differently.
All right. And how about you, Miss Jasmine?
Now, my take is a little bit different, but it does tie into what you both had to say. Now, I personally think you should just go out and try to do whatever you want to do and whatever makes you happy. So whatever you're thinking about doing, if you had that thought in your mind, like, maybe I should try YouTube or maybe I should try, you know, making garments or something like that, whatever it is. Whatever the idea comes to you, you should just go ahead and move forward with it, because if you don't, you're always going to have that thought in your mind, well, where would I have been if I would have started, you know, 2 months ago or when I initially had that first thought, when that thought was planted in my mind. And that's pretty much what happened to me. You know, I had the idea to start my YouTube channel and I filmed one video and it didn't really work out for me, but at
least...
What
does that mean, it didn't work out?
It wasn't what I wanted. You know, it didn't fit what I thought I envisioned, you know, but that was the first step that I had to take to initially get the ball rolling, you know.
Did you keep it up or did you take it down?
No. I actually filmed it. It never even made it up on YouTube.
Okay.
It never even made it off of my computer, but it was just that first step to see. And it actually took me 7 to 8 months until I actually started my YouTube channel from when I first made that initial video. So before that, you know, you almost have to just kind of just push yourself through that threshold and just get the ball started for yourself, because if you don't, you're always going to look back and say, man, where would I have been if I would have started, you know, when I initially had that first thought.
So was there at any point, how did you all handle fear? How did you address it in your own personal situations? Anybody?
Oh, I would love to answer this. Oh my gosh, you guys, this has a little bit of time what I just said. When I started making videos, I was always afraid of the videos not turning out the way I wanted them to. And I had to come to realization, like, okay, listen, it's not going to be a one tape and that's it. You know, people always see what's on the other end and they automatically assume that it only took one time to record. It only took one time and it went smooth the entire shoot. And it's not that way. And I just had to get over the fact that, hey, everyone messes up, you know, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall down. And that's okay, because guess what? That's progression. That's moving forward. You're learning. You're learning, like, what you don't like and what you want to change, what you want to do different. And if you don't make that initial step, you're never going to know what you have to do different to make that vision come true.
Okay. Anybody else? Any fearful steps?
Well, one of the things that I've heard just at the table today is that it is a creative process. And in anything, you know, whether you, whatever videos that you're making, whatever writing that you're doing, whatever conversations that we're trying to generate, there is a process that's going on that does help us decide, do we like this or do we want something different? Do we, you know what? So all those things that sometimes I think, oh, that was such a waste of time, but maybe that helped me realize what I didn't want or what I really wanted. So I think in that capacity, if just as you mentioned too, just that you are learning, you know, like it's kind of unfolding in its own way. And so in that sense, it makes me think of my niece and nephew. They just go outside and play. You know, and so then it becomes a playground. And as well, do you want to play over here? Do that. And when you're tired of that, go do something different. But allow yourself to experience the playground to your heart's content.
I hear you. Miss Swan, I'm going to have to tell you, every time I see you, you never remind me of somebody who had fear about... You seem very confident to me.
I was honest when I say I didn't have a fear.
The question I have for you is, what about being, you know, an entrepreneur and just making sure that the business keeps going? Do you have any, how do you deal with those challenges? I'm only going to let you off too easy. What you told me, so whatever.
I come from a family of entrepreneurs. You know, my family owns Niecy's Restaurant. My dad's a musician.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I've always it's kind of ingrained in me always. No one wants to ever work for other people in my family. They always say start your own stuff. But I've never considered myself, like a business-minded person. I've always been a creator. So I had to force myself into learning how to do, like, taxes, keep all my receipts. Because that first year of tax as a registered business, oh, God.
Well, what are some, can you, like, describe some of those challenges as a tax?
Well, you know, the first year I was in business and I had to actually do my taxes and I didn't know I was supposed to keep receipts. Mm-hmm. So I'm just guessing, like, how much did I spend? How many gas miles? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I didn't realize that all goes into part of owning a business. You have to keep records of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with me, I kind of just like, okay, I sent a receipt out. I got my money. I forget about it. Mm-hmm. Now I have to know to, you know, keep all that. If it's not, you know, a physical copy, keep electronic copies of everything that you have, everything you spend that's from your business account. Have a business account in the first place. Mm. Keep that separate. Right. You pay yourself out of what you earn.
Okay.
So, it's like, things like that I had to learn, and I had to learn the hard way.
Can I ask a question? So, excuse me. You said you had to have your own separate account. Are you using any software tools to help you with your business as of yet? Besides Yelp?
besides my personal
tools. Like budgeting
tools.
Or anything like that? Or you pretty much use a spreadsheet or what?
No, like, you know, they have stuff like QuickBooks and stuff like that. I don't really use it because I don't really have, I don't have employees. I don't have to do a payroll and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I just have PayPal. And PayPal already keeps the receipts for me. And then if I do have someone paying in, like, physically, I have a receipt book as well, and I keep all that in a folder in a file cabinet. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing too fancy. I'm still just me.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes people think that they have to learn all these new skills. Mm-hmm. I know I do. I think I'm so inundated with information and this software and that software. I'm thinking I'm supposed to have to use it in order to move forward. But you can just get started. You don't have to learn something totally new. Just get started. Keep notes. I think is the thing that we're hearing.
The hardest part.
Yeah.
Starting is the hardest part.
Yeah. Well, and why do you say starting is the hardest part?
Well, you know, if you're not going to go ahead and move forward and start, you're always just going to be like, well, you know, what if? Back at it again, you know? So you're not going to know what things you need to learn as you move forward and as your business grows as a whole until you're actually thrown into the water, you know, until you're actually there in the moment. Mm-hmm. So starting is the hardest part. You're never going to know until you start.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm around this group of starters and innovators, and just wanting to say, you know, I'm hoping that the ladies that are the audience members who are out there are taking this in, because there's a lot going on here in Kansas City. Would you say that there's a good, well, how would you describe the community as far as support? I have a minute or so before our next break. Can somebody take that question on as far as the community that supports people like yourselves?
I think attending certain forums, like as we discussed 1 Million Cups, or organizations that are centered around focusing on the community, whether it be art or whether it be women or whether it be minorities or, you know, whatever it is your specific area of focus is, there are a number of different activities that are just, you know, that are going on. Is it Casey SourceLink that sends out, you know, information about events that are going on in the community, and the Kauffman Foundation, and the library the public library has various events. So there are things that people can attend and where they can meet people, at least even one person, who you may be able to connect with, because, you know, it can be a lonely space sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's a conversation that we've had as well. But when people start to bridge that gap by connecting with other people in various things that they like to do, then you start to feel that sense of community.
Well, thank you so much for ending on that note. Now we're going to take a brief station break.
Jaws of Justice Radio investigates how we can achieve justice from a system of laws deeply rooted in economic, political, and social inequality. We strive to dispel misconceptions created by the news and entertainment industries, as well as the fear-mongering of the political system. Listen in as we search out the tools needed to make our community a more just environment. Jaws of Justice Radio, Mondays at 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
America Promise, Kansas City Region, is sponsoring the Get Big Money Out of Politics workshop on June 30 from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Waldo Library, 201 East 75th Street, Kansas City. RSVP to facebook.com/AmericanPromiseKansasCityRegion. Again, RSVP to facebook.com/AmericanPromiseKansasCityRegion, or just show up. This message is a public service of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
All right, we're back here at Every Woman at KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio Station. And we're in the room with a round table, and we're going to call it the brown table because the table is brown, of great young ladies from the Kansas City community. Just want to remind you, we have Ms. Swan Griffin of Artistry Resume Writing Service and some other companies dealing with SEO. We have Jazzy JT. She's a YouTube content creator. I got school. And Ebony Johnson, who is a facilitator for the organization Gilded. You can find on gilded.org. It's a nonprofit organization. She's also a volunteer coordinator here at KKFI. And just want to say again, welcome everybody. Oh, and we have Miss Tanisha, who's Miss Jasmine's mother, in the background. just want to give a shout out to her, too. And our engineer, Anthony, and producer, Miss Una. So everybody, welcome. Got a room full of ladies, folks here in the room. Transgender, got a whole mix here. So glad to have you joining the party. And we've been talking, the last thing we were talking about was facing our fears, facing the challenges at each of these industries, because we're talking about three somewhat different industries, but still facing some of the different challenges. And I wanted to talk to you about maybe some of the little bit more personal things that you're facing. So, Miss Swan, when I first called you, I called Miss Swan, and a little voice answered the phone. a sweet little voice who seemed to be schooled at answering her mother's phone, and she took a message and she said, "Just a minute, and I'll get my mother." You know, so I was talking to your daughter.
Son.
Oh, yeah, that was your dad. That's my bad. So I was talking to your son. And I mean, I was impressed. He answered the phone. He knew what to do. You know, not everybody can say that. So how do you deal with some of the challenges of being a mother and having your own business and things like that?
Well, I have business hours. It was at the time you called before
business
hours.
I sure did. I called early in the morning.
And my business phone is connected to my cell phone, so I know when a business call is coming in versus a personal call. My phone lets me know. And so I wasn't expecting, you know, he's usually on YouTube watching Play-Doh or kids play with toys, whatever it is kids watch.
Okay.
And
he did seem a little surprised, like, oh, okay.
And so when I'm in business hours, my kids got to go away. Because I have little kids. I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And quiet is not, they just don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just not something they do. So if I am in business hours, which is 9 to 5 usually.
Mm-hmm. So you're at home?
Mm-hmm. I'm in a home office. They got to go to daycare, or my mom's house, or somebody's watching them. They can't be in the house with me. I've learned that real quickly. Okay. I try and have a client call my 2-year-old to suddenly start crying, and that doesn't really look good.
Oh.
But And then there are days, you know, if there's someone that's sick at home and I have to be a mother, but I also still have to work, I usually turn off my phone. I turn mm-hmm. off, I put it on voicemail saying Artistry Resume Writing Service or Artistry SEO is out of office right now. Mm-hmm. And I'll still work, I'll answer emails, but I'm not answering the phone. Mm-hmm. I've learned.
Yeah, these are tips and tricks of the trade. I mean, yeah. These are things that have to be done.
You know, I have my kids, so sometimes being a mother does come first before my job.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And, how do you think that impacts them? What do they think about you being your own boss?
I don't think they notice right
you
now. I mean,
so?
he's just now finished kindergarten, my oldest, and mm-hmm. my youngest, you know, he still sings the ABCs when he's born. You know what I'm saying? So they're not really noticing that I'm working. I'll tell them mama's working, you mm-hmm. know, go play in your room. I'm in the middle of something right now. But they still want my attention. So usually a lot of times I'm writing a resume, both kids are on side of me mm-hmm. on their tablets or something, and I'm on the couch with my desk mm-hmm. writing while they're next to me with headphones on. They don't ever really go far away. I am a single mother, so they're attached at my hip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you never know. They may, it may not be obvious to them, but I'm sure that sometimes that when they're with other kids whose parents go to work outside of the home mm-hmm. or just listening to you taking care of business, like Miss Tanisha was focused. Pointing at her ear. I'm just shouting out to her so much, but I'm going to tell you, I like me some Miss Denise. But anyway, she was saying, she was just trying to show that they're hearing how you talk. They're mm-hmm. hearing what you're talking about. So it may not be that they're putting it back out there, but they're getting schooled. And these are things that will, you know, they'll show it maybe later. Mm-hmm. But I think that's something I was noticing, a little girl whose grandmother is her idol. And I see how she watches and listens to everything she says. So I'm sure they're taking it all in. And they're probably just loving the fact that they're with you all day long.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how you... Your mother, you said you used to go around with her. So how did that impact you? Did you learn a lot?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot. My mother is still to this day my mentor. Mm-hmm. And I actually learn a lot from her. And I really appreciate it because, you know, a lot of people who are in the field that I am, whether it be photography or videography, they don't have someone that's right there when they can go to for help or can look for assistance when they're struggling. So just watching and shadowing my mom, because my mother's been doing photography for over 20 years now. Mm-hmm. So I've dang near grew up with it. You know, mm-hmm. I've never really known anything else. And watching her go from a Kodak camera, you know, the ones with the film, you know, mm-hmm. all the way to digital, and now to I'm on videography and things like that, more high technology and more better equipment, is just like, wow, you know, the time has definitely changed. But to have my mother here as well as my mentor, you know, it's just really beneficial. And mm-hmm. I've learned so much over the time just, you know, shadowing her, mm-hmm. whether it be her personality traits or the business aspect of it or just, you know, the knowledge that comes with the photography, videography, things like that. Mm-hmm. I know how I want to look. I know how my mm-hmm. videos, I want them to turn out, but I might not necessarily know, like, the lighting or the setup or just anything in between that comes with it all.
Do you think you'll be ready when the time comes when you have a family? And do you think you'll be able to bring them in like your mother brought you in?
Well, definitely, because I don't plan on starting a family, honey, until about 15 to 20 years, child. So hopefully by then, you know, the technology would have been boosted up and, you know, there'll be so much more information out there, you know, that I'll be able to soak in and then push out to my offspring. Okay. But, you know, right now, I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm on the right track and, you know, just learning, always trying to learn, not necessarily going about any situation like I always know everything. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking to add information so that way I can share with others, you know, because you never know how something that you might know could help someone else that you might not necessarily think is beneficial for your lifestyle at this moment in the now.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. How about you, Ms. Ebony? I know you're strong. You have a strong family relationship. Mm-hmm. How has that family support helped you in what you're doing?
Just in always being there and being flexible and available and pushing me, asking me questions, you know, and wanting to see me be well, mm-hmm. you know, and do well. And I think having that strong support system for, you know, for all of us is helpful because we definitely don't make it alone. Mm-hmm. And And it's, you know, and it's just something to stay encouraging as we, as we've seen our families, as we've talked about our mothers, children, my niece, my nephew, my sisters, and my mom and brother, and we're all attempting to, you know, to live as well as we can in whatever it is that we do. I have, my brother owns his own detailing business. My sister is a beautician. And I have another sister who lives away who she works in retail. But we're all just, you know, just finding out what it, who it is we want to be and what it is we want to do now. Mm-hmm. And we're supporting each other and doing that. And that's been helpful.
Well, I would have to say you guys are very supportive. You've been very supportive today to the audience that we have as far as just sharing your stories. I'm impressed by almost everybody I meet, I have to say, because in my mind, everybody has a story to tell. And each of you have shared bits and pieces of your personal life as well as your professional lives that, that helped me. And I know I'll be taking some information to move on, and I'm sure it's going to be helping our audience that we have today. Before we leave out, I just want each of you to say one last time who you represent and give us a website that we can go to find out more about you. And I mean, let's start with you.
Okay. Gilded, which is an arts and entrepreneurial forum held on the fourth Thursday of every month from 12 to 1 at the Kemper, the Contemporary Arts Museum at the Kemper Museum. And that website is gilded.org.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine, but my YouTube channel is Jazzy JT, and it's spelled like you would spell my name. So my name is spelled Jasmine, J-A-Z-M-I-N-E, and my YouTube channel is J-A-Z-Z-I-E-J-A-E-T. So you guys can catch me on YouTube every Monday and Thursday at 5 for weekly uploads, and just sometimes I'll upload randomly, so make sure you guys turn that notification bell on for any other time when I upload randomly.
Okay, and this one?
And I'm with, well, I am owner operator of Artistry Consulting, mm-hmm. which is composed of Artistry Resume Writing Service and Artistry SEO Web Design. Websites are artistryresumes.com, artistryseo.com.
Okay, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, that's a wrap today here at Every Woman. That's KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio Station.